You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
gonna do?
Do you really think that?
Do you think it all?
Yeah.
They ain't giving up a second thought about you, no. Ghetto people.
Who you gonna turn to next?
Tell me. With your life
running like a red disease,
running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yo. You got to learn to love yourself. Yeah, ghetto people.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Maafa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Maafa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Abaragani, brothers and sisters, Imani. Abaragani, brothers and sisters, Imani. That's how you greet. This is the last day of Kwanzaa. You begin by saying Abaragani. What's the news? And of course, the news is faith. Not just a faith in an entity that is higher than us, a supreme being, a God, or whatever, but faith in ourselves and faith in each other, that whatever obstacles, detours, pitfalls, roadblocks, or whatever is in our path, we will come together and overcome them together. The underlining theme of Kwanzaa is umoja. That's right. The underlining theme of Kwanzaa is umoja. this last day of Kwanzaa. Well, actually, really, the title of this program today is New Year in question marks. You know, because is it really a new year? Yeah, right. So we're going to play some good music today, you know, from the Seven Principles CD of Kwame Cobb and Chavin Duka. I love them, and you know I do. So let's start off.
Mind. It comes to us through our ancestral bloodline, collective work responsibility for our global economics and political destiny.
I want to say that I'm an African. celebrate Kwanzaa, 'cause I'm an African.
It's Kwanzaa time, family. Come together. The underlining theme of Kwanzaa is umoja. The underlining theme, constantly. We'll talk more about it because that's what the day is, the last day of Kwanzaa. We'll celebrate that and other songs that we're going to play. And excuse me. Yeah. Yesterday was Kumba, creativity. So we'll play that song at the break along with Imani, Faith, which is my favorite, the voice of Shavinduka. she sings that. It's just phenomenal. She's just dynamic. And so this is African Perspectives. So we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 8 to 10 Pacific, or anytime around the world. If you cannot listen to this program live, family, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. There will be programs that are dated and titled from the fine work that my good brother, Brother Kwaku, has been doing. And we've been together in this endeavor 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. Yep. So, family, other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, Monday and Wednesday. So tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., from 7 to 9 p.m. on this channel, on this broadcast channel, Time for an Awakening. Our Story with Baba West Johnson. Our Story with Brother Baba West Johnson out of New Orleans. Thursdays, the Black Liberation Movement. Mississippi on the Move with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. And that's going to be from 8 to 10. 8 to 10. Brother Geronimo Pratt. Brother Patrick Lumumba, excuse me, of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. All right. Fridays at 8 p.m. Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard on Fridays. Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pinckney to Pinckney. Activist Reverend Edward Pinckney of Benton Harbor, Michigan. On Sundays. And then at Sunday at 7 p.m., time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Yeah. It's a new year, right? Yeah, sure it is. The same old, same old. Yeah. You know, what bothers me about this, and always has for a good number of years, is how they co-opted and made the world go by a calendar, which is really messed up. You know, that's what they've done. They went by a calendar that's really messed up. Yeah. Let me see if I can find a good piece here that talks about that to some degree. Because, you know, yeah. Because, you know, they used the Roman god, Janus, and which is a two-faced god. And the Greeks and the Romans put this calendar into effect. And then Pope Gregory III came along and he just added to it. So the calendar we use today is the Gregorian calendar. We don't use the Julian calendar that Julius Caesar put into effect. And it's logical, once again, I try to deal in logic, that if something is new, coming into a new year, you shouldn't have it when things are dead. You know, we live in the Northern Hemisphere. Live in the Northern Hemisphere. And in the spring equinox is when things are about to come to life. I would assume, I'm just using some logic here, family, that would be a good time to have a new year. You know? And they did. But the Europeans, they've been in control of everything. You know, the Romans, the Greeks, and all other Europeans after that, you know. Oh, let me read. I didn't read the Inyasa Sim. No, that's one thing I didn't do. Let me, you know, don't shirk my duties, you know. In fact, I got to read this one because this is Mama Marimba. She starts off January 1st. And for those brothers and sisters, Mama Marimba sent me Dr. John Henry Clark's. This is the 110th anniversary of his birth. He was born on January 1st. And we're going to go to Columbus, Georgia for ASCAC conference. And on that Sunday, we're going to pay him a tribute at a site like we did 10 years ago. 10 years ago in January. We had ASCAC conference in Atlanta.
We carpooled on that Sunday morning to Columbus, had a memorial service. It's beautiful, beautiful. And then we got back in our cars and headed back to Atlanta. And so we're going to pay tribute to Dr. John Henry Clark. And so what she did, she sent me Dr. John Henry Clark's Great and Mighty Walk, the hour and a half. So for those who know me, if you want it, I can send it to you, but you got to let me know. You know my number, 414-324-5796, 414-324-5796. Dr. John Henry Clark's A Great and Mighty Walk. Now, of course, it's going to be on WhatsApp. So if you don't have WhatsApp, you know, I'm sending it that way. But I can try to see if I can send it another way as well. You know, if I give you the YouTube, because it's off of YouTube. I can give you that information, you know. And maybe you can get it that way, you know. It is, man, I was so glad Wesley Snipes produced that, man, to hear Dr. Clark, to look at him. You know, he's blind at this time. He was blind when I had to. And I tell you, I'm a blessed man. I really am. I'm really a blessed man. I take nothing for granted, and I am blessed to be in the opportunity and have the opportunity to do the things that I've done. I was blessed when I dropped out of school and went and got a GED. I was blessed. I passed all five courses one time. I'm like, wow, okay. I was blessed when I got on the fire department. The fire department gave me the opportunity to literally travel this country and the world. And met some very beautiful people, great people, in the presence of great people. But one I'll always cherish and hold dear is the opportunity to sit at the feet of Dr. John Henry Clark, just me and him, at a lunch. Out on the brothers and sisters in Indianapolis at the Indiana Black Expo, which, of course, was, to me, in my just going back over. I've been there a few times prior. But this, I mean, I was like in the mix, you know. Yeah. Paulette Fair and her family, Turner Fair, the third, and her husband, who she loved, created a chart. It's a wall chart of a timeline. And just beautiful. And the other brother and sister that helped put the on. Met Gray Kamathi Carr and Mario Beatty, Delethia Beatty, or Delethia Watkins then. And they were doctoral students at Temple University. They were doctoral students at Temple University. You know, and they called themselves the New Jack Scholars. I saw Greg yesterday. He's in town. He was with our dear sister, Mariba Kelsey, Dr. Kelsey's daughter. As I told you, Dr. Kelsey will be 100 years old next year. Strong man. Great man. Oh, I'm praying that he makes it. I'm praying that he's able to stand up and address like he did the other night. He addressed our Kwanzaa presentation over at the museum, and a good presentation, basically saying the things that I say in terms of putting Kwanzaa into our lives, to practice it, not just December 26th to January 1st, but into our everyday lives. And one thing that I think that I admire about him, and that he said to me, he said, you've been here since, and I've been here 10 years. He said, you've been consistent. You've been, you know, straight up. And you've been trustworthy. And I admire him for that. I praise him for that. So, Papa Maripa Kelsey, he will be 100 years old next year. And so, Mama Marimba, she's in, she sent this, excuse me, she didn't send, she sent the Great and Mighty Walk of Dr. John Henry Clark, the whole documentary of A Great and Mighty Walk is just excellent. Thank, once again, Wesley Snipes, you know, for doing, I mean, even though the brother married Asian and played some despicable parts, but man, to me, he gets much love for doing that. Much love. I had the CD, or if it's on VHS, I think at the time. But I have it, and so those who may want it, once again, contact me. And if you have a pencil, piece of paper, I may jot it down. You can jot it down for yourself, you know, so you can have it if you go to YouTube and Dr. John Henry Clark, A Great Mighty Walk. 110th birthday of Dr. John Henry Clark. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. This is the first volume. All last year I read from the volume 2. This year I'm reading from volume 1. And hopefully next year, in 2026, there'll be volume 3. And if it's not, then whenever it comes, Baba Baruti, I saw him on this past weekend. We crossed paths, him and Mama Ya. You know, I caught them at the post office. I missed them at Mama Nia's because I was at the Greenbrier Mall. That's where Mama Nia is. They have a post office in there. And I went to see her. She said, yeah, they just left. Yeah. So, and so, January 1st, can it be an accident that the only people who have built an entire cultural base on the dominance of others are also the only ones who are Caucasian? Mama Marimba Ani. Can this reality truly be an accident? Can a way of heartless, spiritless, lying, raping, pillaging, poisoning, thieving, exploiting, appropriating, destroying, disrespecting, murdering, oppressive, genocidal insanity be repeated day in and day out for centuries on end in ignorance of the originators and primary perpetrators? Can crimes against humanity, practiced to perfection, be without conscious intent? Could it be an accident that the jealous desire to harm others who have what they can never possess, that the hateful delivered hatred to those who love them in spite of humanity, full of forgiveness and without qualification? Could it be an accident that evil naturally begets evil? Can an empty, spiritless, suicidal people fully comfortable in their methods, corruption of truth, justice, and order, be innocent of the destructive crimes they have systematically committed against all creation? Is innocence a quality of a people who do little more than lie and blame others to cover up their wrongs against them? Can a flawless, purposely fulfilling concealed record of transgressions against innocence be merely an accidental habit? Warrior scholars have no choice in answering any and all of these questions. For where this is a pattern, an unbroken, evolved pattern among a people, no matter how unthinkable or twisted it may be, there is intent. Personally, desire behind it. Ashe. Affirm, I know it is not an accident. Affirm, I know it is not an accident. No, brothers and sisters, and I probably repeated this many times, family. You know, when they came out of that medieval and dark age, when once again we came to assist them, we allowed them to come to sit at our feet. They took back the knowledge. George G.M. James, Stolen Legacy, chronicles it well. So does Dr. Chancellor Williams. They came and studied at our feet. The Greeks, the Romans, then they came and took it. The Greeks first and then the Romans. And then when they fell into that, Europe fell into that dark age, medieval age of being land poor, resource poor, and people poor. And then the Moors entered into the western part of Europe. Understand, if you listen to this program, you know Europe is not a continent. There's only six continents, and Europe ain't one of them. Europe is not a continent. That's the arrogance. That's the damn arrogance of these people. So in the western part of Asia, Spain, Portugal, in that area, Iberian Peninsula, the Moors were there for 700 years. It was the only light that was happening in Europe, the only development that was going on in Europe. And once again, we influenced them, and more importantly, we taught them. And then they woke up. They had their renaissance. Charlemagne, Martel, and many others. And they said, listen, let's come together just like they did in Berlin, Germany. Let's come together. Let's come together. No matter what happens, we're going to come together on those who are not us. We have fought, and because they're the most violent prone people on the planet, against each other for hundreds of years. But now we're going to come together on those who are outside. And one thing they understood in those voyages, in that march towards Renaissance, was that when they raped the women, the offspring didn't look like them, causing an innate fear of genetic annihilation. That's Francis Cress Welsing. Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. The ISIS papers and the keys to the colors of color confrontation and why they behave the way they behave. And so they begin to go around the world taking everybody's stuff in the name of Spain, Portugal, France, England, Belgium. Then they colonized. First they took us out of Africa because they had sailed to this hemisphere. And they landed on places. They didn't come to bargain. They didn't come to trade. They didn't come to buy. They came to take and then impose a religious doctrine. And they used the difference of melanation that they lacked as the dividing point. This ain't no damn new year. It's the same old, same old. And so they, Julius Caesar was the first to, because usually it was 13 months with 4 weeks, 28 days. you know. And then they decided 12 months. And then Julius Caesar, of course, his ass was like, you know what? I'm Caesar. You know, shit. I'm going to have a month named after me. July. Julius Caesar. July. Octavian took over, called himself Augustus Caesar. Augustus Caesar. And he said, you know, if that buster got a name a month after him, shit, I'm just greater than him. I'm on a month too. August. Augustus Caesar. August. And I want 31 days. It's the only 2 months back to back that have 31 days in the calendar. And so Sep, meaning seventh, becomes the ninth month. October, like eight, became the 10th month. November 9th became the 11th month. And December, which is 10, became the 12th month. And it's been imposed upon the world. And so all around the world, as you saw last night, if you were watching television and you were seeing the celebrations, some of them very beautiful and very elaborate, in every culture, you know. The nice piece in that Abu Dhabi or Dubai has the tallest building now, and they use that building, you know, all around the world. Same song. European dominance, Caucasian dominance, Caucasian influence. No, it's not a new year. It's the same old, same old. So yeah, at one time, the new year did begin in March, when life begins to, in the Northern Hemisphere, you know. We just told you about the, played that piece before the Kwanzaa, which was piece that deals with what Christmas and God and all that shit really is. A plagiarization. Especially from the foundation, which is Kemet, which is Aser, Aset, and Heru. That's Heru. You know, when you can tell your children, did you like The Lion King? You know, give them the old story. I haven't seen the new piece. But the old story is the story of Aser, Aset, and Heru. And Set. Aser is Mufasa. Aset is his wife. Simba is Heru. And Scar is Set. And you know the story. It's the same story. It's the story of Aser, Aset, and Heru. Yeah. So, man, they have no originality, man. They are pledgers, appropriators. They are. But what they have done, you know, and some like to give them credit for their, quote, evil genius, you know. I give them nothing. I can't stand their ass. I give them nothing. Yeah. Let's give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. The first day, supposedly, of this so-called new year. January 1st. The birth date of the Honorable Nana, Dr. John Henry Clark. And we'll be paying respects to him January 22nd to the 20th. What is it? Let me be correct. You know, sometimes you got to be correct, family. Yeah, you got to be correct. As I said, if you want that Dr. John Henry Clark documentary, A Great and Mighty Walk, you know, 26th, 27th, 28th, that's when it is. 26th, 27th, and 28th in Columbus, Georgia is the ASCAT conference. That Friday, we'll be traveling in and have a reception, and then Saturday, presentations and workshops that Saturday, and then on Sunday, we'll pay tribute to Dr. John Henry Clark at his gravesite, like we did 10 years ago when I first moved here. And it was funny, too, because I had met Mama Marimba. You know, I had met her. I met her in Detroit with the National Black United Front. I met her at the State of the Black World Conference, Ron Daniels piece, here in Atlanta. I came here for that, you know, and talked to her. So, and then she's like, yeah, that's you? Yes, ma'am. Yes, my sister. That's you, Mama. That's me, Mama Marimba. Yeah. Beautiful. And we are great friends. And, you know, she's helped me and I helped. I would always help her, for sure. Yep. So she sent me that and constantly. So when she gets back in town, her and other sister, we're going to have lunch together. That's for sure. Oh, I got to get together with Mama Baina Bello of Haiti. I need to talk with her. So I'm going to do that, too. And I will see if I can get her to come on the program. Mama Baina, she's been on the program before. Mama Marimba's been on the program. She came out. She doesn't really do it, you know. But she came on when Francis passed. She came on for about an hour when Francis passed. And Brother Conrad, he spoke then as well, you know. I said, man, when COVID hit, he was one of the first early victims of COVID. I love Conrad Worrell. Yeah. So, yeah. Trying to find some information that I know that you will like, family. Yeah, these sisters, my lady, she sent me Nikki Giovanni talking about the NCAA. I will be playing that in March for March Madness along with another piece. She talks about how the billions of dollars, and of course that's still the case. I don't like, as I said, I don't know if you heard me, I don't like the name, image, and likeness piece because it... There are some of those brothers and sisters who have the wherewithal, and they have a network already. And so they have, had the opportunity to build up an audience, you know. Yeah.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
They have that ability, you know. Let me say something to Baba Butch, Abargani.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm still here.
Ashe, my brother. Continue to be here, man.
How are you doing health-wise?
Good. I'm good.
Okay.
Much better.
That's what you got to have.
That's right.
Got
to have it. Especially when you get at this
age.
Without
that, you can forget it.
Yeah. So I'm doing well, you know. Breathing is good.
All my friends.
Blood pressure is good.
All my friends that I grew up with. All my friends I grew up with, they all gone.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's deep, ain't it? That's deep. And I just lost a couple of friends, too, just recently. Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped a nice
flag. I lost one. I saw a brother, he was an artist here in Atlanta. He's from Milwaukee, so his mother passed. And he went up to Milwaukee, and he passed. Yeah, so they wound up having the service for his mother and him on the same day, you know?
Like an epidemic, man.
Yeah.
How's Kwaku doing?
Oh, man, Kwaku is better. He is much better, man. He is getting along. Yeah. I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy for him, man. Yeah, because
he's a good brother, man.
He
I love Kwaku.
Yes, sir. He really is a good brother. Mm-hmm. You know.
But let me ask you something. Is my dear brother Paul, is he waiting online? So I don't want to take up too much time if Paul is waiting in the room.
No, not yet. Paul usually comes in after the first break sometimes, but he's listening. Oh. So he can come in and talk about what we're talking about. You know. Now Jay Jay just comes in, and I said, Jay, on the other hand, Jay will come in, and I wasn't listening, but you know, throw this in. But I love Jay too, man. I love all you brothers and sisters.
I had to go over here and feed these horses more, so I just got back in. I was trying to get back a little early, man, but we had a little problem over there with one kicked the other one and everything went crazy over there. But anyway.
How many horses do you have?
Well, I don't actually own any horses.
Oh, okay.
The two that I had, I got rid of them. But there's a friend of mine named Carlos Vega. He's, you know, he's just up the block from me.
Sure.
A stone's throw. He's got about 35 horses.
Whoa!
Which he rents, he leases. He has private boarding, and every now and then I'll go over there and you know, help him with the feeding and whatnot because my passion is horses.
Right.
It's
on.
Always been so.
Okay.
So you have the
opportunity to pick whatever horse you want to ride for that time.
I was playing ball a couple of months ago and showing off with the young cats, and I messed up my hernia or something. I didn't know what was going on. I had some pain.
Oh man!
So I haven't been riding, but I still, you know, I could feed them and talk to them and hang with them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
but I haven't ridden in a couple of months, man, because I'm trying to.
Right. Well, you got to get well. You got to get well.
Yeah, I got to go back on the 4th of February for them to check out because I don't want nobody cutting on me, man. So I follow the doctor's orders to the letter.
Okay, right on, you know? Right on. So if you heal I pray that you do. I hope you heal that way, that you don't have to go under the knife, so to speak.
No. I'm following the guy. I said, don't lift nothing over 5 pounds. I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But he said all that basketball and boxing and all the bike riding. He said, you're going to have to back off that for a while.
Okay.
So I did that. But the horses, I can go over there. I don't, you know, I don't have to ride them. I'm just hanging out with them, you know.
Right on, brother. Right on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, brother Butch.
So listen, I hope all is well with you coming in with the new year, because they're going to really be throwing down this year.
It is going to be an interesting year, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they just biting at the bit. They can't wait till January the 20th. You know, after that, look out.
Yes, sir.
All hell break loose.
I tell you, it's going to be ugly,
man. See, I've been through this before, so this ain't nothing new.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been through all this before. Bring it on. I handled it before. I'll handle it now until they put me in the ground. So bring it on. Shoot your best shot. Come on with it. I've seen all this shit before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've
seen all of this, man, in the with the civil rights and Martin Luther King and nonsense.
All of it, yeah.
Seen it all, man, you know what I'm saying? So I tell them, man, you ain't bringing nothing that I ain't seen.
That's right. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's the same
nothing
old
new
ugly,
out here.
It's the same old ugly mentality that they had back in the 50s. Yeah. And the 60s, and it never really lost.
Oh, yeah.
It's
almost like a complete circle. I lived a complete 360.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm catching up with my tail end now. I mean, it's like a circle. I'm just going back to where it all started, right back in the same place.
Yeah.
Black people with the mentality still don't get it, still think they're still trying to get some love from these people. These people don't want you. I told these people, mm-hmm. we don't need these people.
Right.
We don't need them.
Right. We don't.
They put this crap in your mind that you're dependent on. I don't need them. Mm-hmm. I never needed them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't see them ever again, I ain't going to look and find out where they went. I don't care. I don't need them. You understand? But these people still looking for love and they want equality. I don't know what that means.
I know.
Equality to what?
I think because we are here and we've been so conditioned and the fact that they have destroyed our minds against ourselves, made us hate how we look, made us hate each other, you know, and made us fight against each other. You know, I've always said that, you know, this condition that we're in is not, you know, that's why I hate that saying, we're our own worst enemy. No, we ain't. No, we are not.
I understand what, when people said, I understand exactly what they mean by saying that.
Oh, I do too.
But
they're wrong.
But that's from conditioning. But see, these people have, this is like the mafia. The mafia don't want you to do nothing for you. They want to do everything for you so you can pay them. So you, mm-hmm. They want to take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, my father used to tell us, I don't need these people. Mm-hmm. We don't need them.
Yep.
I mean, they co-opt everything that you put out there on the market. I don't care what it is.
That's
dress,
right.
Walk.
Yes.
I was looking at this crap on the New Year coming in. All these little white boys out there trying to be Michael Jackson. I'm looking at everything.
Yeah.
They co-opt. They don't have nothing. They ain't creative.
They have no originality. They have no originality.
Nothing, man.
Nothing.
The only thing they're good at is killing in a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yep.
No group. Ain't no killing, but they get a group together, they will kill everything in sight. They might even kill their own people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they used to do. They fought and war amongst themselves, and they came out of it and said, listen, we're going to come together on those outside of us. They are very warring people. They are the most warring people on the planet.
You know, I've read their history, man. I was in the military with these people, man. I said, damn. Before you inquire about investigate, you first thing you want to do is kill people. Kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, listen, I don't need them. I don't need them.
Yeah.
I never needed them from the time I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they, evidently they needed you because they went out of their way to bring you here. So they must needed you. I didn't need them. But anyway.
Yeah, my brother. I hear you. I appreciate you, man. Let's have another good year, brother. Baba Butch, good year.
I just mind my business, man. Yeah. I just hope people don't, you know, mess with me because, I don't have no patience, you know. I tell them, you better take a walk, Chief, because if I jump on your ass, you're going to wish you wasn't born.
I hear you, my brother. I love your spirit, man. Baba Butch, hope you come this way again to Atlanta, man, sometime soon.
Yeah, I'm going to try to run through there because, you know, I don't know when, but, you know.
Sure.
My plan is to do a lot of traveling in 25.
Okay, right on.
My plan. In the country, out of the country, go back to Brazil, places I haven't been back in a long time.
Okay.
Kamal, Mawir living in Ghana. I might go. You know, I plan to do some traveling in 2025.
Beautiful. So. Beautiful. All right, Baba
Butch. But listen,
Butch.
You stay strong and take care of yourself.
Thank you,
man.
I love you too, dear brother. Thank you, man, for all those many years that you have listened to this program and contributed to it.
Man.
God bless you, man. And continue good health.
Okay.
Right on. Peace.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Baba Butch, man. Yeah, Brother Kamal Kamban turned him on to the program and a few others that he's done. And Brother Baba Kamal Kamban, Brother Kamban made his transition a year or so ago. Beautiful brother, man. Yeah, remember seeing him in Atlanta, opportunity to talk to him and his wife, Dr. Mawia Kamban, and his daughter, Nataki Kimban, and just a beautiful family, and his son, who has been in Ghana for a long time, and so they all moved to Ghana. Yeah. So, time flies. So we're going to come up on a break, and we're going to play some more Kwanzaa music. That's right, I said it, Kwanzaa. Yeah. So So we're going to play Kumba, which was yesterday. Creativity. And then after that, we're going to play Imani Faith in the beautiful voice of Shavinduka. Brothers and sisters, this is Kwame Cobb and Shavinduka, Seven Principles. Enjoy.
Given to each child at birth, it's impossible to measure its value or its worth. Our imagination shows us the possibility, how a vision of our future can become reality. Thank you.
Apologize, family.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Once again, brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Beautiful, wasn't it? I swear. Chavin Duke, what a beautiful voice. What a beautiful sister. And him and her and Brother Kwame Cobb and the children and so forth. I had them perform. First heard them in Milwaukee. They came to Kwanzaa, I believe. My brother, Zaris Yannicki, Brother Tony Courtney, and they knew them in Chicago. He's from Chicago. And they came to Milwaukee, and I was just, oh, at that big Kwanzaa that we had. Yeah, they were beautiful. And then we had our convention, Black Firefighters Convention in Chicago. And then I had them perform there for us. You know, just beautiful, man. Beautiful family, beautiful people, beautiful spirit. And her voice is, man, angelic. She's just dynamic. We'll try to play another piece from the Seven Principles CD. Brothers and sisters, you can go to YouTube and get that. I don't know if you can download it or not, but for Kwanzaa next year, or this year, excuse me, for Kwanzaa coming up this year, December 26th to January 1st, you can play the principle every day. And come together now. It's Kwanzaa time. Play Teddy Pendergrass's Happy Kwanzaa. Just get, you know, get in that spirit because, you know, I'm telling you, Kwanzaa should be and could be the thing that helps us get into our right mind and liberates us from this madness. Yeah. Kwanzaa. And I don't know, there's some of us, see, that's the thing about doing something and not doing it with the real spirit of our people in mind, and you do it for self-aggrandizement or you do it for some kind of monetary advantage or whatever. That's why people, you know, don't want to celebrate it because Karinga created it. Well, as I've consistently shown every year, having Brother Bashir Mchawi on the program and Sister Mama Nabantu and Sister Akina talk about those from way back at the time it was created who did things to bring Kwanzaa to prominence and so forth. And, you know, the biggest explosion of Kwanzaa was years ago, and now I think we had some, I think here at the shrine, that it wasn't packed like I've seen it, but they had it there and it was good. You know, the small Kwanzaa we had at the museum with the Baba Mariba Kelsey, with ASCAC, the organization I'm with, UNIA, and the Worldwide Diaspora Union, African Diaspora Union, OWADU. You know, and then of course, Brother Kenneth Zaki at the Art Exchange, and he hosted the one at the shrine. And based upon, I thought I've seen something again, he's going to host an impromptu kind of Kwanzaa, I guess, because he just put it out there. But, man, I'm going to go see him. Love that brother. Brother Kenneth Zaki and his poetry. Yeah. So, give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. The beginning of a new year, supposedly. The first day of January. As I said, a new year of what? Yeah. Yeah. Because if something is new, it's, you know, it shouldn't be in the middle of something that is cold and dying, and you know something new to bring forth. It's renewed. It's bringing forth flowers and
plant life and animal life, and those animals that hibernate are waking up. You know, human beings are feeling much better, feeling the sun, feeling the growth of plants and vegetables, and time to begin to plant. You know, I love Kemet, but the forerunner Kemet, of course, is Nubia and many others. So, you know, Kemet didn't start independent of anything. It's the brothers and sisters from the south who used the Nile River as the waterway or the gateway to come to that northern part of Kemet and to build a great civilization there. And but they knew they had three seasons, not four. They had three. They had the inundation when the water, you know, was flooding. And that's when they built the pyramids. You need to go to, once again, Great Pyramid K, 2019. They'll show you how they were built, and they show you who built them. Only people who could have built them were melanated people. The only people that could have built them were melanated people. You know? And the power of melanin. That's my brother. Where is that piece at? I mean, let me try to find that piece. Let me try to find that piece with Dr. Africa. I think this is over here. Stuff. Yeah. Janus, the Roman god of beginnings, pagan, new year origin, January, the worship of Janus. Yeah. Yeah, I know Neil deGrasse Tyson is married to a Caucasian. I know that. Well, let me play this for Neil deGrasse Tyson. Because I listen to him all the time, you know, with Joe Rogan and the other young brother. You know, because science is more important than anything. Because it's science that tells us that there's an issue or a problem that's happening. What can happen to correct it? Now, you can pray all you want. But prayer without works, I know you, because miracles have happened and may continue to happen. But the bottom line is you have to put energy, you have to put work in, you have to make movement. It just doesn't happen because you want it to happen or you hope it will happen. It happens because you make it happen. Here, this is the piece.
That the most racist scientific community ever were 19th century anthropologists. They're the ones that set up the race and the this, and white male humans were at the top of the evolutionary ladder, and blacks and everybody else were lower, still evolving, closer to the apes, and all of this. This was going on for coming out of the 18th century into the 19th century. My point is, in the 1990s, now that we can do genetic tracking and things, okay. Now we do genetic tracking,
yeah.
The world found out that Europeans are between 1 and 3% Neanderthal genetically, and Africans are 0% Neanderthal. So in the 1990s, yes. Research papers started coming out talking about
how creative and imaginative the Neanderthals must have been, and how they used tools. A complete facelift of the Neanderthal that started at the time they learned this.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, the Neanderthals. Since this is Kwanzaa, and so I might as well play this from the last day of Kwanzaa family. I loved it and I shared it with many, but I hope you heard it and hope you received it. If you didn't, here it is. Ah, man, I tell you, sometimes I have luck and sometimes I don't. Yeah. Okay. They send me sometimes so much stuff in different places that I have to get stuff, and I'm kind of, where's that at? So. So I should have it here. And I hope that I do. And of course. Yeah, I tell you, I apologize for this, family. I'm still looking. Okay, here we go.
Day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me a statue of Marcus Garvey. On the second day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me two turtlenecks and the statue of Marcus Garvey. On the third day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me a Swahili dictionary. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me four body oils, three dictionaries, two turtlenecks, and a statue of Marcus Garvey. On the fifth day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me five dashikis, four body oils, three dictionaries, two turtlenecks, and a statue of Marcus Garvey. On the sixth day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me six, excuse me, brothers.
Excuse me, brother.
Five dashikis, four body oils, three dictionaries, two turtlenecks, and a statue of Marcus Garvey. On the seventh day of Kwanzaa, my father gave to me seven final calls, six, excuse me, brothers.
Excuse me, brother.
Five dashikis, four body oils, three dictionaries, two turtlenecks, and a statue of Marcus Garvey.
I say. Yeah, I'm going to play that, man. That's going to be a staple. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah, it is. That's not what I was looking for. Well, I was looking for that, but I was looking for something else as well. So we'll figure it out and we'll try to find it. Family, I tell you. I've been doing this now, like I said, for 10 years. I have a lot of content on Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard, and I really appreciate them, you know. I really do. And so I look forward to the relationship ongoing. And let me further talk about Kwanzaa. Because, you know, I really believe that Kwanzaa is what we can use, just like the Nguzo Saba. That's which, of course, is the principles of Kwanzaa. Or just like Ma'at. They used Ma'at as the method of having righteousness within the society and order and harmony and balance within the society. Ma'at, the seven principles of Ma'at, of truth, justice, righteousness. Our people, we as African people, have always been and always will be a communal people. And in order to have the harmony within that group, you got to have principles. You got to have order. You got to have balance. You have to have directions. And we can use Kwanzaa for that purpose, family. We can use Kwanzaa for that purpose. You know? And so I propose, this is what I propose, using the Kwanzaa principles and put them into our everyday lives so that we can be a people, you know, so we can be a people who are self-defining, self-respecting, self-motivating, putting those into our everyday lives. And here's how we do it. We have seven principles. Umoja. Unity. Kujijagalia. Self-determination. Ujima. Collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa. Cooperative economics. Nia. Purpose. Kumba. Creativity. Imani, faith. Well, I'd love to hear that Imani faith by Shafanduka again. That's a beautiful song. Man, it's an inspirational song. Now you have seven. You have these seven principles. Add to the seven the five C's. The first C, consciousness. Consciousness. Consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. Consciousness. I have dedicated my life to raising the consciousness of our people. Whatever way that I can do it. Informing them, educating them. Man, consciousness. Because once you have consciousness, you have the second C, courage. You have courage. You know who you are. You know your capability. You know what you can do. Courage. The third C, confidence. You have confidence in yourself. You know you can pass the test. You know you can do the job. You know you are qualified. You have confidence. The fourth C, conscience. You know what is right and wrong. You stand on principle. You have integrity. People respect you and admire you because of who you are and your righteous voice. You have conscience. And the fifth C, conviction. yeah, you couldn't graduate this year because of things that happened within your family that you had to take care of. You didn't go back the next year, but you went back the following year and you graduated because you have conviction. You have put into your mind, I'm going to do this. Yes, there's roadblocks, detours, and pitfalls, but whatever they are, I will overcome them because I have conviction. I have conviction. So, 7 plus 5. 7 plus 5 is 12. Plus you is 13. That's how you can put the number 13 in the transformation of us as a people. Because, you know, they made, you know, the number 13 a spooky number, you know. But the number 13 is the number of transformation. 12 completes the cycle. 13 begins anew. And so I'm saying to you, dear brothers and sisters, keep that in mind. I'm going to put that number 13 in my life. I'm going to do all that I can to be as positive as I can, to work towards helping others. Because we never had a thing where, you know, as African people that, oh, it's all about me. Oh, yeah, I understand the influence of Europeans in African life, in African life on the continent today, and African life throughout the diaspora. I understand it. I understand it. But I also understand our history and how important that is to instill that history into one another and help our young people understand how important it is that they embrace it. But many have been made to feel ashamed of it because they don't know their history. And now, with this new presidential administration coming in and the attacks on African history, it's ridiculous. Yeah, because they're embarrassed about their history. They're and they should be. They should be ashamed, but there ain't no damn shame to them. Ain't none at all. You know? But that's what makes us, family. That's what makes us. We're a winner. We are. Curtis Mayfield said it many years ago. We're a winner. And never let anybody say we can't make it because people's minds are in our way. Once again, brothers and sisters, this is Kwame Cobb in Shavinduka. We're a winner.
Y'all ready?
brothers and sisters. Kwame Ka, Shavinduka, The Seven Principles. You can catch that on YouTube. Like all the other stuff I say, you should go to YouTube. Yeah, because that's even the Dr. Clark. If you haven't seen the Dr. John Henry Clark, like I said, Mama Marimba sent to me the full documentary narrated by and produced by Wesley Snipes. So if you want to give me a call, I'll send it to you. I'll give you the information where you can get it. That's why we're here. My sister, good afternoon. How you doing?
Habargani.
Habargani, sister. How are you?
Imani.
Imani. Imani.
Yes,
Habargani. Imani. Did you hear that?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Did you hear that beautiful song? Did you hear that beautiful song by Sister Shavinduka and Imani? Isn't that great? That's a beautiful song.
It is so beautiful.
It
gives you so much faith. It gives you so much faith. It's filled with so much
hope.
Umoja, and it's got so much kumumba. I mean, it's encompassing all the principles. It's
That's
very
right.
beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I say.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, happy Kwanzaa. You know, I sent you, well, first of all, I wanted to just say that, you know, we lost a wonderful tree this fell down Saturday. You know about the Baba Bilal Sunni Ali making transition?
No,
Yes,
no, I haven't seen it.
It was
Sunni Ali, yeah.
Like 2 days ago, and
okay.
Tomorrow we're having his, what do they call it? Is it called the janaza? The Muslim celebration.
Okay.
The
Muslims, they have to bury you quickly. Yeah.
Yes, it has a name, janaza, but it's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock
okay.
at the Atlanta Masjid. But I just want to speak on, he's such a awesome, legendary, iconic, I mean, just a revolutionary leader and just a father and a freedom fighter. He was a political prisoner, and he, you know, he led with different, he's been part of the movement to free Jamil Al-Amin
sure.
and all of our political prisoners, and he's been with the Pan-African movement, and he's just awesome, and you know, I'm welcoming him. He's been welcoming to being a great ancestor.
That's
and
for
we love
sure.
him. You know, he's also a great you know, he's an author. He wrote the book Look for Me in the Whirlwinds. Are you familiar with his book?
That we, no, I'm not, but that's Marcus
yeah.
Garvey. Look for Me in the Whirlwinds.
So it's an awesome book. He authored it, and it's really good. I'm sure Nia probably has it at her her store. And also, he had so much kumumba. And you know, he was a saxophonist, and he made a Kwanzaa song with Gil Scott-Heron. It's an awesome piece.
Is that right? I haven't heard of it. I'll try to find it if I can see that.
Yeah,
find that
yeah,
in
I can get it for you. Yeah,
okay.
Because
yeah.
I know Baba Bukessa had it. Had,
okay.
had the piece of it. And we have it too, but he's just awesome.
Yeah.
And so we just love him and just hold him up so high and just sending our shades to his family and, you know, on this last day of Kwanzaa and Imani. But yeah, you know, giving our shades to him.
Was he ill?
Yes,
he was.
And so he passed peacefully at his home in Sharpsburg. God, we just love him so much. And you know, his wife was such a great queen, Fulani Sunni Ali. You know Mama Fulani.
Okay. Well, thank you, my sister.
And also, just wanted to share, are you familiar with Dr. Ma'at, the sister? She comes on, she has a program on the YouTube.
Okay.
She comes on. Are you familiar with Dr. Ma?
No.
Oh yeah. She works. I mean, she has Baba Baruti on her show and stuff. She's a really good sister. Has a good program. But I sent you a link of a program that they had a few days ago, and it was about the debunking the controversies with Bailana Karinga, And they had, you know, it was a lot of insight about that. And
why don't you say, I don't remember.
I sent it to you. I just sent it to you. I sent it to your
yes,
I texted
please.
It to you.
Please do.
I did already.
When today?
I just did it recently. So, yeah, so you probably didn't get a chance to see it.
Okay.
I did it while, a few minutes ago.
Okay.
But, you know, it talks about, they had DeJaga, Geronimo Pratt.
Where did you send it on, my sister? What platform?
Your phone number, your home phone number.
So you send it to me in a text?
Yeah, it was a text, yeah.
Okay, I don't.
Yeah, because you can just forward them like that.
Yeah.
I can try to do it again.
Yeah, try to do it again. Or can you email me that information? Can I
okay,
be
yeah, just text me your email. I don't know.
I'll do that.
The email address.
I'll do that, Sister Habib. I will definitely do that. Yeah.
But I wanted to just say that he had, like, you know, DeJaga, Geronimo Pratt.
Uh-huh.
He was supporting Maulana, and he said that it was because of the book that Maulana wrote. He read it, the mm-hmm. Hosea. He was saying he read that, and that's what got him through prison. You know, he was incarcerated mm-hmm. as a political mm-hmm. prisoner for so many years.
Yeah.
And so, and he DeJaga has... You can hear it, but they were just speaking about how they had the COINTELPRO and how entrenched mm-hmm, it was mm-hmm. on both sides
sure.
with the Black Panthers and with the US organization. And Oba Tshaka supported, you know, he was supporting Maulana and, mm-hmm. you know, feeling like it was COINTELPRO. And
well, I mean, let's just styles. You know, I mean, you can support Brother Maulana, but the evidence
and they believed him. They believed him, and Geronimo is coming up with some evidence that he had, and uh-huh. that they presented, and that
okay.
can be.
Well,
reviewed.
I'll tell you, the evidence against him,
yeah.
the evidence against him was unfortunate. It was kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, that coin. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh. you know the attack on Bunchy Carter and them cats. From the
yeah, they talked about that on the yeah, tape yeah. about what how that really got instigated and like it was instigated with COINTELPRO and one mm-hmm. thing. It's a long saga about it.
Yeah.
He said that one of the infiltrators went and told one of the other ones that the woman got. It was just getting real
yeah.
deep, but it was just so. But just you know, it was just a point you know about and they were saying not to throw Maulana under.
The thing is this, Sister Habiba, is that, you know, and I remember I made a presentation at the
mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa for Kuchi Tagalia, and I mentioned some things about Maulana, and one sister got very offended, you know, because what my point was is that because Maulana had brought it. And I just mentioned that earlier, and there's some negative connotations associated with him based upon these things. The thing that he did with the accepting the stamp and getting the money for his organization, the US United Slaves US organization. Hate that. I don't believe that's the real name of it. Cause if
no,
it
it's
is,
not. He,
it's
I,
not.
Cause I went to. I used to go to the meeting with
did
my line.
Yeah.
That's just us as a people.
But anyway, you know, and him changing the colors of the flag. So those things they really bothered me about Maulana. And then talking with Conrad Wuerl, who's another great ancestor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him, Beth, about it. And of course, he's in that. And he said is. What has been alleged is true. Now, you can have some people come to your defense, but once again, if the information and the facts are there, it's kind of hard to dispute that. And so, but to me, he has to be given credit for what he did, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that. You know, he has to be
yeah.
given credit for what he did. But the reality is just because you created, you don't own it. You created
that's
in the spirit of our people. And so the
that's
people own Kwanzaa is not any group or any Kwanzaa is a African cultural celebration. And Kwanzaa has the potential to bring us together as African people,
to celebrate who we are, but more importantly, to put our lives back in on a trajectory or on a path of independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. And so from it is from that perspective that I promote Kwanzaa and always have and always will. You know?
I will too.
Yes.
And, you know, so far as the facts, now, you said you can't dispute the fact. There's some other facts that mm-hmm. are disputed. You got, and they give a whole lot of information and facts about it. So, you know, so it's disputed, and you can't underestimate the power of the COINTELPRO, how destructive
sure.
they were.
Oh, I agree with
they
that,
were
sister.
In, out of all of yeah. the different organizations sure. and causing dissension and murder yeah. of our people. And, you know, Babylon is so wicked with the FBI. And
yes,
so,
you're right.
You know, they were saying that this was really a important. This, mm-hmm. this was what was
well,
being manifest.
Well, you know, but the sad thing that has happened with us as a people, that's happened within us because of the pervasiveness and the evilness of this system, they were able to co-opt various people. And there's no doubt about it about Jesse Jackson. There's no doubt about it about Al Sharpton. There's no doubt about it, but this one sister that I saw on television talking about it, mm-hmm. how she infiltrated the Panthers and you know, and set up Huey Newton, you know.
Are you talking about Elaine Brown?
No, not Elaine Brown.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's some information in the that tape I'll let you review. We'll mm-hmm. talk about
okay.
it. But it
yeah.
was, they, you know, they did say some infiltrators yeah. that, but, you know, in the Panther. And so, yeah. So, but you know what you said about Al Sharpton? I heard that's COINTELPRO, too. He does some good things. I mean, he does some things that's not good.
There is no doubt about it. It's the same thing with Umar Johnson or Umar Ifantunde.
Yeah, I love him too.
I loved him.
What about him?
I'm saying his integrity has been called into question because why? He's been talking about a school since I met him, which is back in about 20 years ago now. I brought him to Milwaukee. I know him, and he knows me. You know,
I brought him to Milwaukee.
You know, and he had information and so forth and other people, and yet. He never said, these are the people who I'm working with. This brother or sister here is doing this, that, and the other. It was just him making a plea. Now, the building is there. That's
yes,
not denying.
That's right.
The building
that's right.
is
there's
there.
There's been some work done.
Yeah.
And there's been some attack by the different people in the community mm-hmm. tearing it up, too.
I tell you.
So what I'm wanting to do is just to work with him build a school.
Yes, and, I hope it comes into fruition.
You know, as opposed to, you know, so I think he's been doing some work. Now I hear you what you're saying. I mean, faster than that. However, I mean, because they painted it and they've been doing different works and got their permits and they're on a nice area and things. And so mm-hmm. I've been following what mm-hmm. you know what he's doing. And so, and I think that he does a lot of good. Revolutionary pan-African work. He is working. I mean, he helps our children and our families, how they try to mislabel us with...
Sure. All of those things are true. But also, too, some other things can be true, unfortunately, as well. So I appreciate you, my sister.
Okay. Stay positive with them. I'll send you that and happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Imani.
Abargani. Imani. All right, my sister. Peace to you.
All right.
Jay, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Oshie, Happy New Year, man. How you doing?
Yo, you too, dear brother. Hope you have a great year.
Man, I hope you have an even better one than everybody else do, too.
Right on.
I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year right quick. Nothing else going on. Just waiting for the year to get started.
Okay.
Well, whatever it's going to do.
It's going to do what it do. All I know is
that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Just hopefully black people will survive what's ever coming for us.
And we will.
Because
we were the first people on the planet. I am confident in that.
It can't get no worse than it's already been over the years that we've been here. I mean, to even consider what we as the African people have gone through and survived is magnificent.
Yeah.
I mean, we aren't supposed to, if the truth be told, survive this marvel.
That's right.
And the reality is, we've survived it. It's just unfortunate that we haven't gotten to the point to where as we're really surviving it in the manner in which we should be.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, if we were really surviving it in the manner that we should be, man, we would be an awesome people.
Well, the other thing is, Jay, not only would we survive it, we would thrive in it if we really had our minds, our consciousness, we would thrive in any other situation.
I'm never going to look to survive. I'm never going to look to strive in this. This is not something that one would want to strive in, this type of brutality.
No, I agree with you on that.
Not here.
I agree with you on that, but see, survival is something that just I'm just baking it. I'm talking about being able not just to survive, but to thrive, to be healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Quiet as kept. We doing better than most, considering the circumstances and the honest brutality that we face as a people. Mm-hmm. We should never be in any type of mental despair because, number one, you here, you're alive, and number two, you have infinite possibilities to do whatever has to be done. And as long as you're breathing and you're able to function, you're winning in this game. Okay. Because there's a lot of people who aren't able to breathe and function. Now, I see that they had something they claim to be a terrorist attack. So I guess the person that did it must be a person of color. Because as soon as something like this happens and it's a person of color, it's deemed terrorism. But if a white boy do it, it's just deemed
mental
a
disorder.
And then try to figure out if he's mentally insane or something like that. But listen, Oshie, have a beautiful New Year. And to Ralph and to Irv and the rest,
right on.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jay. Peace to you, my brother. Good afternoon, my brother, or good evening. How you doing?
Good evening, good afternoon, good evening, Baba Ochi. I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm doing, Baba Ochi. Giving thanks for life, as always, and just alive and kicking. But, time is short. So, Baba Ochi, just let me commend you again for the wonderful work you do. And let me make it clear that your service is absolutely appreciated, and everybody
who
contributes to this platform, who helps to keep this thing up and running.
Yeah,
it's outstanding. It's outstanding, man. And we have a responsibility. We all have a responsibility to make it grow. I'm all for progress, man.
Yeah.
Progress is in growth. Progress must be in growth.
Yep.
And what I foresee, which must happen, I'm not saying that it has to come from you or anyone on this platform, but we must be a part of it, that we have something in the world, something similar to Al Jazeera or RT or CNN or any one of them. We need something like that.
We do.
Who speaks for us on the planet.
Right.
Okay. That's where we need
to be.
We need to be in the major league. We must not dwell in the lower leagues and think that's us. No. Mm-hmm. We need to be in the major leagues. So thank you for being part of that contribution, Baba Ochi.
I appreciate it.
Because we will get there.
Oh, yeah, we will. It has to, my brother. Right. Hey, how did you attend any Kwanzaa celebrations in the UK?
Baba Ochi, I have to be honest with you. I did not. No.
Okay.
But I'll explain that to you on another time, yeah?
All right, dear brother.
When we got more time.
Sure.
Yeah, but there was a lot of things going on. I can't say there weren't a lot of things going on. There was major things going on,
Good, good.
So there it is.
All right, Brother Paul. Peace to you, my brother. All right. Thank you all. We end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words
of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants. Think they can't do it out, and they sure the hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep, that means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodie, Abibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day, and let's work for a great new year, a conscious new year, a progressive new year, a new year of us coming together in love and respect for one another. Let's make it happen, family. All right. All right, dear brothers and sisters, I love you. Peace to you.